Celebrating the first salmon of the season is a long and important tradition in Bristol Bay. Earlier this month, KDLG's Hannah Colton heard some boys had caught theirs on the beach and were going to take one to an elder. She followed along and came back with this story.
A text message from Robin Cheney told me her boys had caught three kings on the morning tide. They and their grandpa were going to make a delivery. Here's Tristan Cheney.
Yeah, we caught three this morning. Gave one to my mom, kept one, and then one to Ofi.
So why do you bring one to Ofi?
Because we always give some of what we catch to elders. And then if you give stuff to your elders, then you're going to catch more.
Hjalmar Ofi Olsen is an elder who's left a mark on Bristol Bay, as few have. He fished these waters for some 5 decades, starting as a kid in the sailboat days. He was a longtime director, CEO, and president of the Bristol Bay Native Corporation, among other leadership roles. But he's retired from all that now. Ofi is in bad health. His kidneys are failing. And these days, it's tough for him to get too far from the house. He was sitting on the couch when the Cheney boys and his old friend Robin showed up with that 12-pound king.
Just sit tight, Ofi. The boys brought you a king salmon.
King salmon?
Yeah.
Where?
That one.
Oh, yeah, small one.
Small one. We caught it this morning.
Ah, wow.
He sized up the boys who brought him the fish. Gave Robin a nod.
Okay.
Hey, Ofi, enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you, Robin.
You bet you.
Boy, that's going to be a treat and a half.
That evening, some old friends and fishermen came together to eat that fish with Ofi. They gathered around a humble table at Jerry Lieboff's house off Chuthmuck Road, named for Lieboff and his patchy clothes. Dave Bendinger grilled the fish for an hour on top of a cedar plank, and Ofi again asked for the recipe.
Pickles.
I want to put that thing on the plank.
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah, wet it first. Let it cook maybe 10 minutes. Then flip it so it's charred. And then put the salmon on top, skin side down. Lid down, let it.
Oh,
this is plank.
I'm going to bring you some planks.
Set netter and Russian Orthodox priest Father Victor Nick stopped by for a bite and gave a blessing.
Okay, before we eat too much more, why don't you bless the meal?
May Christ our true God bless his food and drinks and assurance below, and has that prepared them for the Holy Ghost, honor and heaven, trust of his. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay.
I am.
You don't want no tarfak? You don't have to.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe.
Ofi had said the fish was small, but there was plenty to go around. And it really was the best.
First king melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
Just like butter.
Lieboff asked Ofi about what it was like when the first kings came in when he was a small kid.
That first king salmon was a big deal even then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your mama and grandma, yeah. How'd they cook it for starting? Boil it or what?
Well, the head and the tail and the igyamchuk and the eggs. If it had eggs, they make chowder out of it. And out of the collars, and then you fry the steaks. Mm. You either fried or boiled. It was good. Mm. Nothing, every bit of the king salmon was used. Nothing left but the bones.
The whole bay is a cycle. The fish run out and back, tides come in and out, nets need mending year after year, and people gather around the table to tell stories and to fellowship around that first king salmon.
What I miss, Dave,
yeah,
is when I was small, young guy, even my first few years in high school, used to go with my dad and some older people, and say we went camping or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the light went out, you stay there and tell stories, listen to stories. Boy, interesting. Lots of stories, hunting stories, you know, stories about ghosts.
With a twinkle in his eye, Ofi had a captive audience, and we all kept nibbling on that fish for hours after it got cold. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.